Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't hang your shit on me. Hold on, I'm contending with a spider.
There it is.
Hold on, be right back. Cougar, thanks for joining me. This will be a short show. I'm just hanging out for a minute or so. But yeah, I was trying to save a spider from being killed. I don't like to kill spiders because they actually have good, they have a purpose. And so I actually, he's probably about, I don't know, probably an inch long, inch and a half long or something like that. So it wasn't like a tiny spider. It was a real spider. I kept trying to save him. And so I put this, architect tube thing. It's like where you put plans and stuff in, you know, on top of them. And then because I started my show, I asked Michael if he'd take him outside, and he ended up killing him by mistake. So anyway, he's dead. Anyway, I tried to save his life, but Michael murdered him. Anyway, so how are you doing? I hope you're doing okay. I'm just saying hi and wanted to see what's going on with you guys, if you're doing well. Hope that things are going well over in Virginia. And just going to play a few tunes. If you have anything you want to request, let me know, and I'll be happy to play it for you. And I will be back shortly.
Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pain of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, and I want so badly to be good. Good, good.
West Virginia, not Virginia. I know how you Virginians must be, or West Virginians, about that. So what do you think the difference is between Virginia and West Virginia anyway? I don't think there's a big difference being from Texas, but I guess apparently there must be. But anyway, so Tammy, there was a spider in my office, and I was trying to save its life, and Michael mistakenly killed it when he was trying to put it outside for me because I was about to start my show. So much for good intentions. He's dead now. But anyway, I don't believe in killing things if I don't have to. I think I kill or like pests, like roaches and like that kind of stuff, you know? You know, so as long as it's like something that has a purpose, then I won't kill it. But if it's or rats or something gross like that, I'll kill them because they're pests. Pests just come in and they take up your space and they eat your crumbs or whatever, and they leave nasty diseases or whatever. Spiders don't do that. Spiders are actually really good for the ecosystem, and you know, they eat other pests and things, pests like, you know, little ants and things like that. I don't know, they eat lots of stuff. So I mean, they have a purpose. That's why I don't like to kill them if I don't have to, you know. So anyway, borderline. Okay, I'll have to add that to my thing here. Hopefully it's working tonight. I'm going to upload it, and I'll play it for you in a minute. I was talking – I was on a show. A spider's not going to bite me. Well, that spider wasn't poisonous. At least I don't think it was. It was like a black – it was a common black spider, you know. Like, because I have a lot of construction going on in my house, and so all the wood and stuff and everything, and there's some walls that are kind of open, little, you know, little holes or whatever. So there's places they can get in. That's the only reason it's around, but, you know, whatever. It wasn't like a brown recluse or a black widow. At least I don't think it was. Black widows have a red spot, so it wasn't that. But anyway, no, the difference between Virginia and West Virginia is the borderline. Sorry, I was going to play that song for you. You were talking about the song by Madonna. But apparently you weren't. But I'm going to play it anyway in a minute. Anyhow, I that's my little take on those things. So, God, I uploaded it really fast. That's really unusual. So I'm going to go ahead and play Borderline. I'll be right back. Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do With It. My best radio announcer's voice. We've got about half an hour left in the show. Just wanted to say thanks for listening, those of you in the chat room, those of you listening in archives, and those of you listening live. I appreciate it. We had a phone call earlier, but apparently I wasn't able to get them to speak. I don't know what happened. It was actually while the music was playing, and I was screening the call, and unfortunately they kind of just fell off. So I apologize to whomever was calling in. If you want to call into the show, the number is 323-843-6160. Feel free to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. Tonight's just kind of a free-for-all, so no real topic, just whatever you want to talk about. That was Tina Turner. Tina Turner, by the way, looks really good. She is 70-something years old now, and it's amazing how good she looks. Of course, she's been dancing all of her life, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie What's Love Got to Do With It, about her life, her life story, but she really had quite a life. I mean, what she had to go through to get to where she is now, what she became, it's quite an interesting story, so you might want to check it out. It even came out in the 90s. I saw it in the theater, and it was really great. So I love biographies, biopics, and things like that. Right now I'm reading Steve Jobs' biography. It's really good. And he was the CEO of Apple, for those of you who don't know. But it's very interesting, intriguing. He was real asshole, but also really generous and sort of, I don't know, just kind of a dichotomy. And also quite genius about many things. So at least he thought he was, no matter who he was talking to. But I think that's what you get when you have someone as creative as that and someone as, outstanding. You know, Apple now is literally the most valuable company in the world. And it was shortly before his death, I think, very close to that. So it's quite astonishing to me, you know, that someone was able to start a company in her garage or whatever and end up being, you know, the founder of the most profitable company in the world. You know, I've started several companies in my life. I'm nowhere near the most profitable company in the world. I might do okay, but I'm not, you know, nowhere near Steve Jobs or anything, and never will be. You know, unless I invent something amazing like that, which I am not an inventor. So it's unlikely that's going to happen. But I guess we'll see what happens. You never know. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. I'm going to play some more music. If you have something you want to say, feel free to say it in the chat room or say it to me on the air. I'll be back shortly.
Cause Oh,
Yeah, I've never used a hookah before, as you're talking about in the chat room. I don't smoke at all, so it just really doesn't make sense for me to use a hookah, whether it's tobacco or food or just incense or anything. So that's what I meant. But I like the idea of it. I mean, I like incense, and I like candles and candles and things like that. So like the things that you used in yours, the pineapple and the orange or whatever, you know, that probably would smell really nice. So that's why I like it. Think about it. Anyway, we got about 18 minutes left in the show. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we'll be done for the night. So if you guys have anything you want to say, let me know. Be back in a little bit. We'll be right back.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H I M. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, chola, descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born
no matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, mate, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Okay, guys, that's it. Good night. Thanks for hanging out with me. Listen to some music tonight. I'll see you guys this weekend, I hope. Have a good week. Bye.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.